This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Avalanches have killed four people in less than 3 weeks in Colorado. Ethan Green is the director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
We're likely to see more deaths this year, and there's going to be more people out this weekend. We are going to have dangerous avalanche conditions, and we really want to try to get people's attention so that they can go out and have a good time this weekend and go home safe.
Green says people should stay out of backcountry areas that have high avalanche danger and always carry an avalanche beacon, a shovel, and a probe. Tomorrow's the last day of the state's annual open enrollment period for health insurance. Connect for Health Colorado offers free virtual and in-person help. Nearly 200,000 people have signed up for a health plan so far this year. The city of Denver will close two busy streets to vehicles on four different Sunday mornings later this year. Broadway and Welton streets near downtown will only be open to pedestrians and bicyclists during that time. The events are meant to give people more space to walk and ride and build community. And two Denver Bronco players are being recognized despite the team's struggles this season. Patrick Surtain and Justin Simmons have been named to the NFL's All-Pro teams. They both play defense. It's the first time the Broncos have had at least two All-Pro players in a season since 2016. Highs in the 50s and 60s for the Front Range today, 40s for the Central Mountains, snow for the high country tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.